Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the City Union Bank Limited Q3 FY 2024-25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Margaret from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, and on behalf of Ambit Capital, I thank the management of City Union Bank Limited for the opportunity to host your Q3 FY 2025 earnings call. We have the following members of management with us today: Mr. R. Vijayanand, Executive Director, and Mr. J. Sadagopan, Chief Financial Officer. I will now hand over the call to the management, Mr. Vijayanand, Executive Director, to walk us through the quarter. Thank you all, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Warm welcome to all of you for this con call to discuss the unaudited financial results of City Union Bank for the third quarter, financial year 2025. I thank my MD and CEO for giving the opportunity to get this Q3 call. I have been joined by my CFO, Mr. Sadagopan, in this call. The board approved the results today, and I hope you have all received the copies of results and the presentation. At the beginning of the year, we shared our expectations for the current financial year 2025 as follows: with all the new digital initiatives supported by strengthened top and senior-level management, we expressed confidence to restore the credit growth on par with industry levels and go beyond. On asset quality front, the trend of reduced slippages coupled with improved recovery would continue for financial year 2025. We would reach between 1%-1.25% net NPA for the financial year 2025 and would explore the possibility of improving the coverage ratio. It will also help us to maintain the PAT growth. Our ROA is back to our long-term average of 1.5%, and it will continue. For the current quarter Q3, we are almost on track on our expectations, which we shared with you all earlier. We had registered 14.6% advance growth in Q3 FY 2025 year-on-year, and our gross advances have increased to rupees 50,409 crore from rupees 44,017 crore in Q3 FY 2024. As you are aware, we closed December 2022 with 12% credit growth, but growth decelerated in the calendar year 2023, and we almost closed December 2023 with 0% growth, in fact, 2% growth year-on-year. Our growth restarted in January 2024 and reached double-digit growth for June 2024. In the last quarter, we had registered 12% credit growth in Q1. We achieved 10% credit growth, and for the current quarter, we have achieved around 15%. Thereby, we had made a continuous double-digit growth for all the three quarters in the current financial year. As stated in our earlier calls, our improved efficiency level, aided by the digital lending process, is helping us in a better way to achieve our consistent credit growth. During the last 1 year, out of the total credit growth of 6,392 crores, 62% of the business came from core advances, while the rest is from gold loans. Once the retail vertical and other avenues of advances start supporting us further in terms of our credit growth, we hope the trend will continue, and it will also show the current level, current growth level, in fact, of ±2% going forward. Our deposits have increased by 11% and stood at 58,271 crores for Q3 2025, as compared to 52,726 crores for Q3 2024. The CASA has increased by 5% year-on-year, from 15,359 crores to 16,132 crores. So far, the concentration in the calendar year 2024 was to get the credit growth on track, which has happened now. Parallelly, the efforts are on to take care of the deposit growth to support the required credit growth. Cost of deposits stood at 5.88% for Q3 25 versus 5.67% in Q3 FY24. And for 9 months period, the same was 5.78% when compared to 5.51% last year. Now the asset quality. On asset quality front, as we had stated earlier, the trend of recoveries continues to be more than slippages, and this trend is continuing. For Q3 FY25, the total slippages stood at 201 crore, while the total recoveries is close to 249 crores. Consisting of 203 crore, out of 249 crores, 203 crores came from live NPA and 46 crores came from technically written off accounts, again resulting in negative slippages. As a result, our gross NPA percentage sequentially decreased from 4.47% in Q3 FY24. We further reduced to 3.99% in FY24. Again, we further reduced to 3.88% in FY25. Then we moved on to 3.54 in Q2 in FY25, and now we have further reduced to 3.36% in the current quarter. Technically from 4.47 in Q3 FY24 to 3.36% in the current quarter. Similarly, our net NPA number had reduced to 702 crores, and the net NPA percentage is 1.242% in Q3 FY25. Which was 1.62% in Q2 FY25 and 2.19% in Q3 FY24 last year. Overall SMA to total advance stands at 1.91% in the current quarter, which reduced from 2.03% in the last quarter of Q2 FY25. It appears that our strategy of not getting into unsecured retail is helping us in a big way to have a better quality, asset quality, both in slippages as well as on SMA 2 numbers. Even though the PCR with TW has hovering over and above 70% for the last few quarters, our PCR without technical write-off now is 59% when compared to 55% in last quarter of Q2 FY25, and it was 51% in the last financial year Q3. So this means technically we have moved from 51% in the last year to 59% in Q3 of this year. PCR with technical write-off stood at 77%. Which has improved from 71% last year. So with technical write-off, we have moved from 71 to 77, and without technical write-off, we have moved from 51 to 59. Our interest income had grown by 12% in Q3 25 and increased to 1,479 crores from 1,326 crores in Q3 24. Our yield on advance stood at 9.81% for Q3 FY25. As against 9.62 for the same period last year. Our NIM for Q3 FY25 stood at 3.58% as compared to 3.50% in Q3 FY24. NIM for 9 months financial year 25 is at 3.59% compared to 3.63% in the corresponding last year. As discussed in earlier calls, the margin should be 3.60% with plus or minus 10 basis points. We hope to maintain the same trend. As you might have seen, in the last 50 to 60 quarters, 90% of the time, the net interest margin has always been in the range of 3.4 to 3.7%. In the last financial year, that is FY23-24, we had lower operating profit due to lower business growth, and we had maintained our PAT with the help of improved recovery and reduced slippages. For the current quarter, our operating profit had grown by 20% and stood at 436 crores compared to rupees 364 crores in the corresponding period last year. We have achieved a PAT growth of 13% and our PAT stood at 286 crores for Q3 FY25 as against rupees 253 crores in Q3 FY24. The PAT for 9 months FY25 is at rupees 836 crores, registering a growth of 10% as against the same period last year. Our next, cost to income. Our cost to income ratio for Q3 FY25 is almost flat at 46.58% compared to 47.06% in Q2 FY25 and 48.64% in Q3 FY24. As said in earlier calls, the cost-to-income ratio will be in the range of 48% to 50% for FY24-25, and we hope it will start going down once the retail business start delivering results. ROA. Our ROA for Q3 FY25 is at 1.57% compared to 1.49% in the corresponding last year. We are back on track with respect to ROA over 1.5% in the past few quarters and aligned with the desired level. ROA too has marginally improved from 12.57% in Q3 FY24 to 12.64% in Q3 FY25. As you are aware, we have a small portfolio of credit cards for our existing to bank customers. We found certain gaps in product offerings and we have tried to align the same. As a result, we have tied up with Chennai Super Kings, CSK, for co-branded credit cards, and we are also in the advanced discussion with another franchisee. I am sure with the proposed offerings, we will make as a preferred card partner mainly for our existing customers. We propose to focus credit cards mainly for our existing customers. Recently, our bank had won 7 awards in the recently concluded Annual Technology Conference and Citations 2024 held at Mumbai on 24 January 2025. CUB has got awards in all the 7 categories from IBA for the second year in a row. The IBA awards are aimed at rewarding best technology providers in the banking industry, encouraging competition in the banking industry to demonstrate their state-of-art innovative products, sense of purpose, and bringing huge value addition in best practices for serving clientele. Our bank was the winner in best digital sales, payments and engagement, best IT risk management, best fintech and digital payment index adoption, and best financial inclusion. We are the runners-up in the best AI and ML adoption, while we got a special award under the category Best Technology Talent and Organization and Best Technology Bank. To sum up, we have crossed the industry level growth, credit growth, which was eluding us for the last couple of years. We expect that to stabilize and move forward. Operating profit has also started showing growth in tune with the business growth. Now, we could see consistency across all parameters such as credit growth, net interest income, operating profit, PAT, NPA levels and cost to income. The current level of credit growth was achieved from existing MSME core business and JL coupled with digital lending process, and we hope it will improve once the avenues of retail start delivering results. Again, our strategy of not getting into unsecured retail has definitely helped us to maintain the asset quality, and we hope to maintain the same for future. Now our concentration will remain more focused on deposits front, which should support the credit growth going forward. Thanks a lot. And any questions, we are happy to take.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question comes from Shweta Upadhyay from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Good evening, sir. So just one question on this new tie-up that you have done with this CSK. With this tie-up, is the bank now will be focusing more on the unsecured portion? Because the unsecured portion of our portfolio seems quite less, like around 1 or 2%. So with this tie-up, are we starting to focus more on the unsecured portion? And if yes, then up until what portion are we expecting to increase this unsecured portfolio out of the total loan book?
Good evening. As I have mentioned in the commentary, we have existing customers who are using other bank credit cards. They are our core customers for the bank. We found certain product features which are not available, which made them to use other bank cards. We just want to fix that gap, number one. Number two, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to focus this card only for our existing customers. This means we will be around 90-odd% for our existing customer base, and maximum we will be around 10% for our new-to-bank customers. We don't have any plans of getting into unsecured retail, personal loans, or anything as of now, and this card is mainly for our existing-to-bank customers.
Okay. And so just one more question. Are we on track on the branch expansion that the bank has guided earlier?
Yes, we are on track, and more or less, we should complete the financial year with whatever we have estimated. We would be around 850 to 875 branches as estimated at the beginning of the year by March 31st.
And will this branch expansion be happening in Tamil Nadu and southern regions itself, or are we expanding the bank in other regions as well?
We are majorly focusing on north and west as well. It depends on the market, what we are opening, based on the data, what we receive. Wherever there is a good opportunity for us in MSME business, and we are focusing on north and west as well. It's not only based only at Tamil Nadu.
Okay. Okay, sir. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from Vatsal Paraksha from Nightstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So in retail, what are the products which we are looking to enter in and grow ourselves within?
So as mentioned before, we are looking at only secured products in retail. We are getting into loan against property, home loans, affordable home loans, and micro loan, flat.
Okay. And we had also mentioned that for the northern part, we are going to appoint DSAs. So have we appointed them? And if yes, then how has been their response?
So we have appointed, and we are in the, it's a continuous process. The test launch has already happened, and the human capital is already deployed in north and west. We could see some results in the pilot launch in Q3. I think we have started pretty decently with our expectations. So DSA appointment is a continuous process, which we are doing it, and we have already appointed the DSAs.
Got it. And on the restructuring portfolio, so you had said that you are going to take an additional provision call after you will complete 2 years. So I guess 2 years have been completed. So have you taken any decision on that?
777 crores. We don't need require as of now for this. 777 crores. So
you're not going to take any additional provision,
yeah,
is it?
We don't need as of now.
Okay, got it. And more or less, could you give any number to what growth are we looking at over the next 2-3 years? Just a range to build in?
2-3 years is quite long, but still we would be around 12-14% growth.
12-14. Okay, got it. And much of it will come through retail, right?
No, MSME.
No, the larger part of the growth. So we will go faster in retail, right? So that's...
We will do retail, but our focus on MSME continues. As we mentioned earlier, 2-2.5% 2% to 2.5% would be the retail contribution in the overall, in the numbers for the year. So our focus on MSME continues. We don't have any change in our portfolio composition.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Siddharth Rajpurohit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Siddharth Rajpurohit, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, 2 to 2.5% retail contribution is what is the absolute level contribution that will happen in this year?
On a total business.
Yeah, the total advances of the total advances.
Yes.
2 to 2.5% will contribution.
Is the number what we are looking at? Contribution.
Yeah, for FY26.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And going forward, how this contribution will rise?
It will be at 8 to 9% as we mentioned earlier in the next 3-4 years.
Okay, sir. Okay. And during the quarter, we have seen that sequentially retail traders or wholesale traders have come down. The advances have come down significantly in this segment. So are you seeing any stress in the low ticket MSME or the wholesale trader side?
No, after this Udayam thing, registration certificate, they will eventually graduate to MSME.
But are you seeing any stress in the low ticket MSME space?
We don't. We are not seeing that.
Okay. And on the deposit side, sir, we have seen a sharp fall in the car segment. Also, there is a fall in SA, but car has seen a sharp fall. Any specific reason, sir?
Yeah, there is as we said, that's going to be the focus. That's what we have mentioned in the commentary as well. That's going to be the focus for the year, for Q4 as well. We will get this corrected for sure. There is some fluctuation. And government business, there are some fluctuations happening. We will get this corrected. And that's the focus area which we have mentioned in the commentary as well, if you recall.
Do you to guide any number in terms of growth in total deposits?
Sorry, we lost you in between. Sorry.
Sir, could you guide any number for the growth of total deposits?
It will take care of the credit growth. That's what we are looking at. Basically, our CD has to be around 85%. That's the number which we are looking at net.
Is broadly matching the credit growth?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. The first question from my side is that do we do advances against gold also or not?
Yeah, we give loan against gold.
Acha. So we have facilities in all branches to give advances against loan, or only two branches are working like that?
We have in most of the branches Barring Metro.
Barring Metro. Okay. Got it, sir. Secondly, sir, do we also advance construction advance to the builder also against mortgage of the development property?
Yes, we do. We have a portfolio there. We also fund.
Okay, and you said that you want to focus more on MSME. That means it is a secured advance always, because you must be taking pledge of their properties, plant and machinery, etc.
Exactly.
Giving this kind of advance. Or do you also advance against inventory and finished product?
As you rightly mentioned, it's an MSME against collateral.
Okay. So it is fully secured.
Yes, fully secured.
Last question is about the tie-up. When you use the word that you have made a tie-up with CSK, means, I mean, CSK is not into any financial. You have offered your card for CSK employees. I mean, can we say like this?
No, no, no. It's a co-branded credit card which we want to launch between CUB and CSK, both being the reputed brands, and we would all like, we do not want to give any product features as of now. Maybe in a week's time we will roll out and you will get to know the IMB game.
Okay. So the CSK will do the marketing of the credit card? And
it's too early. We will come back to you within a week with a proper press release.
More clarification will come about.
We signed the agreement today morning, and we will come out with complete clarity on product features, branding, everything within a week from now. You will get to hear from both CUB and CSK on this.
Okay. And similarly, you are planning to tie up like this with more organization where the card services will be provided by you and there will be some sort of brand name along with the COB's card. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, last question is about the fact that RBI has recently given some relaxation to increase the liquidity in the market. So how much benefit our bank is going to get out of it?
We should be getting around 250 CR.
Okay. So 250 CR will be more available with the bank to give advances.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And all the best, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Aman from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I have a few questions. First is, can you throw some light on your yield on advances, why there was an increase and what the yield trajectory you are seeing? Secondly, if I missed the SMA2 number, and can you give me the breakup of gold agri yield and non-agri gold yield?
So our yield on advances is 9.74.
For 9 months.
9.81 for the quarter. I'll repeat it. 9.74 for 9 months and 9.81 for the quarter. This is on yield on advances. With respect to SMA2, we have 960.56 to be precise. SMA2 against 990 in September 24.
Gold loan yield.
Our gold loan yield, you wanted between agri and non-agri, right? Hello?
Yes, sir.
9.25 is for agri, 10.25 is for non-agri.
Okay. And what's the yield trajectory you are seeing? Like?
The yield trajectory is going to be the same, Zara. We don't see any increase. It's going to be same.
Okay. And what was any specific reason for increase in this quarter?
We have been hovering around the same number and it's just the fluctuation of plus or minus 10 bps what we have been seeing. If you see Q2, we were at 9.81 and we have continued the 9.81 for Q3 as well. In Q1 we had a dip that made us for the year 9.74. Otherwise we have been hovering at the same number.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Parth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Congratulations on the quarter and thank you a lot for the opportunity. Just one question. With the introduction of the retail loans like LAP, housing, do we expect an increase in the yields going forward, considering, you know, these loans will come at a higher yield than the pure MSME loan?
No, sir. We don't think so because, you know, blended HL will pull it down. We compress. I don't see any change in the yield with the retail.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Shweta Upadhyay from Asit C. Mehta. Please go ahead.
Oh, sir, just one question. If you can help me understand, how is the bank cost of deposit higher than the total cost of funds? Like the cost of deposit for the quarter and previously, if I see, it stands at 5.88%, whereas the cost of funds is lower. It's at 4.8%.
So cost of funds has all the liabilities. Cost of deposit is only the deposits. Tier 1 capital.
So ideally your cost of funds should also include the borrowings, which comes at a higher cost than the deposits, right?
Network, yes.
See, it's mainly because of capital and reserves, what we have around 8,000 crores, which is at a free cost. Because of that, the cost of funds stood at 4.88. And when you compare to the yield on cost of deposit of 5.88.
Sir, what would be the bank's cost of borrowing?
The cost of borrowing is anywhere around 6.75 to 7.5. It's mainly because of the refinance. We don't have any other tied to and all. It's only from refinance.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Atishay Chaudhary from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. This is Jay here. I'm sorry if this question has already been asked or answered. So I wanted to check if you had any impact or how do you view this RBI circular on gold loan, which has been made a little bit more stringent. How does this, has that impacted growth in any particular way, and how do you see, have you made any changes in the product processes on both retail as well as agri side?
We have been following this process for a couple of years. So this circular really did not impact us, because in terms of process, in terms of LTV, in terms of data capturing, we have been strictly following this for the last 24 months, I would say. We are totally compiled. We don't see any issues on the business going forward as well. To answer your question, NetTech, we are fully compiled already.
Right. And you did not have to change any, you know, any product or maybe the LTV on agri or rollover or renewal for customers when it comes to renewal?
Nothing with respect to LTV or anything. We may have to just add one column for end use of the loan. That's the only change which we have done to capture. Otherwise, we don't need to change anything in terms of LTV or processes.
Okay, sure. And sir, how do you look at the growth outlook, considering, you know, that maybe you have some comfort on LDR, and how are the new products where are we on the launch of new products, and how do you see the overall growth momentum for the bank?
As we mentioned earlier, we want to be at 85% in LDR, and we have been saying 12 to 14% is the growth which we are focusing on. So we try to balance between these two, and this growth predominantly comes from MSME, oblique JL, oblique retail. This is what the growth order which we are looking at. As we mentioned before, 2 to 2.5% is the number which we are looking in retail. So this is going to be our strategy, and there is no change in what we have planned or what we have discussed earlier.
So Vijay sir, where are we on the launch of those products? Have these been commercially launched, or if you can just elaborate there.
We have launched retail. We have did a decent pilot in Q3. As I said before, we had a launch in Delhi as well as in Bombay. We have empaneled a couple of DSAs who is started sourcing loan against property for us. As we mentioned before, we don't want to use DSAs or third party sourcing for home loans. And we have also tied up with BC in Jaipur for affordable home loans. So we are on track on what we have planned earlier, barring one quarter delay. And this will continue to give results for us in retail. And MSME, our strategy remains same, and the growth is going to be same as what we have projected.
Overall growth, sir? I mean, how do you see FY26 overall growth?
That's what we said. 12 to 14% is the number which we are looking at.
Okay. And we are already past that number, right? I mean, as of third quarter, we are
at 15.
Past that number.
Yeah. Yeah. We are at 15, and
it may not be. Yeah.
We should be in the range of 12 to 14. That's what we have said. 1 to 2% here or there is always there in this. Now with the retail coming in and adding, we should always be there.
Okay, sure.
Just to give an additional line, we will be 1 to 2% more than the industry. That's what we wanted to be.
Right, right. Appreciate, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Apurva Parikh from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Many congratulations on the result and thank you for this opportunity. So I have two questions. One is that let us say that in calendar year 2025, we expect some rate cuts to happen. How will this impact onto your product pricing with respect to primarily onto your two segments, that is your MSME and Agri? That is how we should consider that, how the product pricing from City Union Bank will be communicated into the market and their impact on the names and cost of deposit. Now, because you have kind of faced some problem with speculative deposits in the recent past, if the rates go down, do you see some more intensification of reactions or efforts to collect or run a deposit? This is the first question, and I'll maybe ask the second question.
Okay, our yield on 9.81 can drop down to 9.7. This is what we have projected. We expect 0.10 to 0.12 bips. This is what the number which we are doing it. Yearly it will convert a short-term mismatch.
Okay.
We would move down from 9.81 to 9.7. That's the number which we are looking at.
All right. And sir, as you said that you're kind of focusing on expansion. However, on a quarter-over-quarter basis, your OPEX has remained flat. Now, on one hand, your employee cost has gone down. On the other hand, your other OPEX has kind of risen up. So, how should the two? Is there any operating leverage that you're missing, or
No, sir. Actually, with respect to the establishment expenses, the actual valuation for Q3 was lower when compared to Q2. Because of that, there was a decrease in the figure of around 5 to 6 crores. You can just take it around 185 for the Q4.
185. All right, sir. Thank you so much for the question. Wish you the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. We have our next question coming from the line of Gaurav Jani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congrats on a good quarter. Just one question. We are right now, at least past two quarters, we are at provisions of about 60-65 basis points. Once you reach the targeted level of PCR, what sort of credit costs do you envisage on a normalized basis?
Sorry, sir, come back.
We couldn't hear you properly, sir. If you can just
close to the
repeat
mic.
The question and close to the mic, please.
Yeah, just a minute.
Is this better?
Yeah, better. Yeah.
Yeah, what I was asking is, after we reach a targeted level of PCR, so what sort of normalized credit cost are we estimating? Right now, we're at about 65 basis points. So, yeah.
Our credit cards will remain flat. We don't see any surge in this.
So what you're saying is, sir, it would remain between 60-65 basis points.
Correct. And we should also note that it depends on the economic cycle and depends on the slippage. We expect it to remain.
Perfect. That was it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Rakesh Kumar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So just on margin front, sir, so, now we are going to have some changes in the grid composition as well. Next year, and the residential cycle, also there.
Rakesh, sir, your line is breaking in between.
Is it fine now?
Yeah, better.
Much better. Please go. Yeah. So I was asking about margin trajectory, sir, like, because the bank is undergoing, change in the credit composition next year, and then we have interest rate cycle also. So how do we, look ahead the margin trajectory in FY26? If we can, give some rough guidance, would be helpful.
As we mentioned in our commentary, we don't see major change in the composition, and we would be around plus or minus 10 basis from 3.6.
3.6, okay. Okay. And credit cost guidance, you are saying credit cost is mostly around this level?
Yeah, this level.
Got it. And targeted PCR number would be, what number we are looking at, targeted PCR number, sir?
60. We are looking at 60.
60. Sure. Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Siddharth Rajpurohit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the question. Can you guide on, currently your recoveries and upgrades are almost equal to your slippages. So in what time you will see this phase?
The slippages lesser than recovery, we expect it to happen for the next 2 quarters, more or less.
Okay, so for the H2, till H1 of next year.
Yeah, we can keep it as H1.
And the rising cost of deposits means, the lower share of CASA, does it explain the rising cost of deposits?
Yes,
you are right. Yes. Okay, sir. And can you give the LCR number, sir, average LCR for the quarter?
119.
Average?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Pritesh Bumb from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, just a question on fee side. Our fees to assets has been slightly growing volatile, but what is the sense that it will go from here on, given that the loan growth is still quite decent, but our fee is not, that much, fee to assets is not that much better. So anything on that?
We don't see 5-10 crores is going to be the average jump, if at all. We see this as stable. And we have been almost on the same number for the last 3 quarters. And this trend should continue.
Yeah, so we were somewhere, so if I look at my number, what is happening, we were somewhere around 1.0 to 1.1 last year, then we moved to from 1.1 to 1.2. So is there a trend that can still improve, or use, as you said, that maybe here only at about 1.2, 1.25?
No, we as mentioned before, we will be the same range between 1.2, the range of 1.2.
Sure, sir. Second, sir, on the extension to that margin question, basically, if any upward biases we can see in margins or any, you know, product tweaking we can do for margins to move up, in terms of where margins can settle, especially, you know, what happens in this February from the RBI side. Anything on that?
We don't expect, as we mentioned before, the margin to go up for sure, because assets gets repriced quickly. So, and if the rate cut happens, the asset gets repriced quickly, and it takes at least 3-4 quarters for the liabilities to get that benefit for the bank. Hence, we don't expect that to happen. So that, yeah, it's going to be same. We don't see. It gets compressed, converges short term. So,
got it.
If it is going to be assets, it gets repriced quickly, so we don't have an option. If this is going to be liabilities, then we have to wait for 3-4 quarters, since I don't see any scope in this.
Got it. Sir, if you can, if you've not disclosed this number, if you can mention, how much is your EBLR, MCLR, and, you know, other, benchmark books, if you have not disclosed, please tell me, because I joined a bit late.
See, as of now, the EBLR around 45%, and the MCLR around 30%, around 15%, as fixed rate, and 5%, towards the NPA, gross NPA.
Sorry, sir, EBLR is 45, is it?
But it was reduced from 50 to 45 the current quarter.
Okay, 35.
Because of the gold loan, non-agri portion mainly moved from EBLR to fixed rate.
Okay. Gold loan has moved from EBLR to fixed rate.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next follow-up question is from Pritesh Bumb from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sorry, sir, just forgot to, you know, ask, as you said, that loan growth will be still decent enough, given that our margins will be a little bit under pressure when the rate outcomes happen. Isn't it prudent a bit to grow slower early on in the, once the rate cuts start happening, you get a sense, and then, you know, maybe move up in terms of lending, as a growth perspective? Any thoughts on that?
We said margins will be stable.
For the year as a whole.
We said margin will be stable for the year as a whole.
Okay. No, of course, year as a whole, because your, you, as you said, that it will be a lagged basis, right? The liabilities will reprice over time.
Yeah, liabilities will get priced in 2-3 quarters, and assets get priced immediately, reprice immediately, and hence margin will become, if you see for the full year, this is going to stabilize, because of the both the entries which being done, one immediately, one within 3-4 quarters.
Okay. So, we'll continue to grow, but then you are confident that the margins will, you know, come back with a lag by the end of the year, basically.
Yeah. As mentioned in my commentary also, we will be around 3.6% with ±10 basis points. That's the commentary which we have given when we were discussing the results, and we will continue to maintain that.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question comes from Gaurav Jani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again, sir. You know, just taking my question forward on asset quality, actually. So we do have some tailwinds, right, in terms of recoveries because of the earlier or COVID stress right now. And assuming that, you know, within a couple of quarters that normalizes, how is actually asset quality shaping up in your area of operations, specifically Tamil Nadu and the segment you cater to, which is MSME, right? So any sort of early signs of stress there, and you know, how are sort of credits shaping up? Yeah, that is it. Would like to have a qualitative comment from that. Thanks.
So as we mentioned before, for the next couple of quarters, slippages will be less and recoveries should be more. And as mentioned before, we will exit this year with 800 crore of slippages, and next year we should close at 700 crore. Hello?
No, sure, sir. I understood that. I didn't mean in terms of numbers. I just thought, you know, how is the environment is sort of tough, right? Otherwise, we are seeing sort of all these signs of stress in you know, some other segments in retail or probably not in MSME, but in retail. So any signs of stress in MSME that you're looking at?
We will be stable for your first question, and we don't see. That's what we have given the guidance of 700 crores for the next year. And in fact, our SMA numbers have come down substantially down. To be very precise, we are at 4596.75 when we are closed the December 24. So overall SMA is 012. These figures have come down drastically. In fact, our September book SMA 012 was 5253. I'm saying both 012, this 5253 has dropped to 4596. In fact, both SMA 012 put together, now we are in single digit.
Sure. Understood, sir. That is it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from Aman from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just a follow-up question. I missed on your earlier comment. 700 crores was of what guidance, sir?
Slippages.
Okay.
We are at 800 crores.
Okay.
And next year we are looking at 700 crores as slippages.
Okay. And the recovery guidance is intact, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Aman sir, does that answer your questions?
Yes. Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, to register for a question, please press star and 1. Our next follow-up question comes from Pritesh Bhum from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sorry, sir. On the slippages side, you mentioned 800 crore this year, right? We are at about 555 already.
Right.
And does that imply that I'm not implying anything, but how do we see it in that sense? Is that it's still 250 crores of slippage?
We have been averaging the numbers, and we have given the numbers as 800 crores for the year. All we are trying to say is we will be 800 crores or less than that. That's what we meant. We are at 550 odd crores, and the trend continues, and we don't see any spike in that.
Okay. But because already 555, that means the implied slippage for Q3 was about 200.
Yeah.
And it's still, if you don't even hit that number, if you are like around 700 or so, it will be
right.
Like similar range of what H1 was.
We normally keep it as 200 to 295 crores. That's the number with us, and that's the reason when we started this FY, we said 800 crores we would be at, and we just want to clarify that we will be well within that what we have given it at the beginning of the year.
Right. So the second question was on in terms of recovery from return of pool, what kind of a pool we have right now, and what we've seen is that there has been slightly lower recoveries this time around in 9 months. So any thought process on that? You said about recovery from normal slippages and normal GNPA to be
right.
Intact as a right. Guidance, but what about the pool and how much can we, you know, get from there as well?
So we have a 1,400 crore book in the write-off pool, and our 9 months actually is around 154 crores to be precise, and Q3 actually is 46.2 crores.
Sir, last statement I missed.
Our 9 months actually is 154.71 to be very precise, 154.71 crores. Asset recoveries, and for Q3 the actual figure is 46.23 crores. And we have been hitting 60 to 80 crores on an average per quarter.
So we should build the same number going forward as well.
Yeah.
And we can
yeah.
do that easily.
Yes. Yes. That's the number which we are looking at.
Got it, sir. And lastly, our cost to income has been relatively coming down. So we this quarter also, I think we are down. Uh-huh. And we are at about 46, I think, 47, 46. What do you see from here on in terms of cost to income? Do we see that it may inch up a bit and it may remain stable here? How do you think about it?
So we have been we have given in the commentary as well, we would be around 48 to 50%. Our retail for retail expenses it to take off. So when the retail expenses takes off, we will be at 48 to 50, and when we start delivering, it will come back. We have already incurred retail expenses, and we need to start getting money back for what we have invested.
Sir, you said you have incurred the retail expenses and you are waiting for...
waiting for the output to happen.
Okay. But what will it lead to that 48 to 50% type of a cost to income? Because seems to be that there will be some more investments in terms of OPEX.
So 48 to 50% is the number which we are looking at in CIR. That's the number which we have been already, which we have been always being the trend.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side. Thanks for answering all these questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I now hand over my phone to my MD CEO for the closing remarks.
Good evening, everyone, and Dr. Kamakodi here. Thanks for attending this con call. I would like to probably close with a few closing comments. Q3 had been a wonderful quarter. We are able to get back the growth which was eluding us for quite some time. As Vijay explained, we had some amount of reducing growth in the calendar year 23 from about 12-13% to about 0%. In 24 calendar year, it improved in fact from let's say 0-2% to almost the 15% whatever we have seen. So the growth is back to industry level plus 2%, which is a very healthy sign. We hope we should be able to go ahead with that incremental growth at 1 or 2% over and above the growth rate of the industry, as Vijay shared. Now the contribution of retail, as Vijay said, it's very minuscule. The entire growth has come from our conventional MSME, commercial trading, agriculture, gold loan business only. So some amount of, like say, additional growth opportunities will be available from the retail portfolio for the next financial year, maybe adding about another 1 or 2% in the incremental growth. As he rightly explained, our focus will be more on the, like say, secured front. The unsecured front will be very minuscule, particularly the credit card, whatever he said, will be very minuscule, particularly to our existing customers. And he also explained about our tie-up with the CSK and all. It is more to create a brand awareness, which will be helping us to, go forward in, like say, with the co-branded credit card per se. As he said, on retail front, we have been incurring cost. The return is yet to come. When the return actually comes into, our cost to income also will start moderating for the next year. there is a very good improvement in the asset quality, which we could see, particularly both in terms of the SMAs and also the slippage is getting into control. As we expected at the year beginning, we should be closing year, like say, below the promised number of about 800 crore. As you all know, in the last 2-3 years, it reduced from 1,200 crore to 1,100 crore to 1,000 crore to, like say, 800 crore sort of. Next year, it should be moderating further. Slippages, the recoveries are also improving, where the recoveries are more than the, like say, slippages. So incremental credit provisioning, whatever we are making, is more to increase the provision coverage ratio and decrease the net NPA. So we initially we said that we should be getting to 1 to 1.25% net NPA. We are also on track on that front. Be it the growth, similarly, you might have clearly seen the operating profit, net interest margin, net interest income. On every parameter, there is a, like say stable and steady growth, whatever we had been, declaring in the, earlier quarters, pre, December 2022 or whatever. So we hope to maintain the same trend. In fact, if you had a chance to look into last 50 to 60 quarters, for about over 90% of the quarters, our margin had been in the range of about 3.4 to 3.7. Few quarters it was above 4% and one or two quarters it was below 3.4. But as shared in the earlier quarters, we should be able to maintain the stable net interest margin that 3.6% plus or minus 10 basis point, as rightly pointed out by Vijay. When we enter into the decreasing interest rate scenario, there will be a moderation in the yield, but it will take a few quarters to catch up for the cost of deposits front. Though there could be some quarterly aberrations, year as a whole, we should be able to maintain at the same level in terms of margins also. So overall, the third quarter has almost got us back to, like say, the period when we used to offer stable results in the past, that almost closer to the best quarters, whatever we had declared in the past, the Q3 numbers have come, and Q4 is also promising in the same way. We are not in a hurry. Fortunately, we did not go faster in unsecured retail and all, which has helped us to ensure that our asset quality is intact, and also it is improving, both in terms of gross and net NPA numbers. The numbers are decreasing, the recoveries are more than the slippages, and the SMA numbers are also coming down in a stable fashion. Overall, across all parameters, the whatever performance that has happened in the Q3 had been very stable and encouraging. We hope to see the same thing for the fourth quarter. Based on whatever we see, the next year things should be even better with this overall background. The another thing is that you might have clearly seen the operating profit growth also showing better. So the the incremental provisioning, as we enter into sub 1% your overall net NPA, the incremental provisioning requirement may also come down once we have crossed less than 1% net NPA and the coverage ratio also above 60% or whatever. You might have in fact seen the operating profit level growth for Q3 to Q3 is almost 20%, which is also very encouraging. So across almost all parameters, things have been pretty stable, and the growth and other momentum are back, and things are on track. And we have to do some work in the liability side to ensure that our credit growth will not get hampered because of non-availability of deposits and all. But as you have already seen, those numbers are also almost converging. The CD ratio, we should be able to maintain at about 85%, and the LCR calculations are also around 119, that level. So overall, things are encouraging, and things are back on track in almost every parameter.
going forward things should get better and better. And with this positive tone, I want to conclude this con call. As said in the past, the names of our contact persons are already given in the what you call your investor presentation. You can get in touch with those, like say our CFO Mr. Sharagopan or Mr. Raghuraman or Mr. Jayaraman or anybody for that matter, if at all you have any specific questions to answer. Thanks for your patience and supporting us. And this Q3 had been, like say, satisfactory quarter for us across all multiple parameters, and we hope the trend will continue for the near future. As of now, on asset quality front, things are looking, like say, extremely good. The SMA numbers are also decreasing. The next year, the slippage looks, it is going to be lower than whatever we have seen in the current year. Hopefully, the like say, if the reduction in the like say, the reducing interest rate cycle starts, the things should be even getting better for the economy as a whole and for the growth for the future. Overall, I mean, it's a satisfactory quarter, and I hope things should get better and better as we move forward. With this closing remark, I once again thank you all and close this con call. Our support to Ambit Capital for arranging this con call, and as once again, thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of City Union Bank Limited, that we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.